So you think you've got what it takes to be locked for me in chastity? That's a start. Have you taken a hard look at what male chastity is really about? It means proving your devotion to mistress on a regular basis. You're probably thinking, that isn't such a big deal, since you are so dedicated to this ideal of what every woman should strive to be. That's just one of the things that comes standard with a submissive male. When your cock is locked down for me, be prepared for ultimate transparency. Giving up ownership of one's cock is a big deal in and of itself. I totally get that. It takes an immense amount of self-discipline to give up direct access to the most exciting part of your body. In the end, I believe that it's totally worth it. They say that chastity makes the heart grow fonder, and they would be right. It's all a part of developing that sacred bond between a dominant and a submissive. Once my chastity slaves are locked down, I expect honesty and transparency. Without those two facets, things would fall apart pretty quickly. I expect to know his moods, how badly he honestly desires to stroke and come, and whether he is being faithful to his mistress and his promise by keeping her property caged for the proper amount of time designated. In order for things to work, balance must be maintained. Both mistress and sub must benefit, or else interest will be lost. What are some of the ways mistress can benefit? Well, buying presents from her wish list is always a good idea. You can always show your adoration by means of most delectable oral servitude. And for the sub, a little edging or jerk-off instructions never hurt anyone. Though I think you'll be amazed at how quickly the time flies once you've been locked down at her whim for a while. This is Empress Alexis of SensualPhoneMistress.com, and I can be reached by calling 800-601-7259.